Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So two more hours of the show. Just as a heads up for everybody, next week I will not be live. I am taking the weekend off. My family and I are doing our, I wouldn't say it's yearly, we stop for a year or so, but multiple year visit up to Storyland and Santa's Village up in New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire. So we're going up there to spend some time as a family with some good friends. So we're going to be away for the entire weekend and the 4th of July. We celebrate 4th of July, our favorite holiday in this family. I remember that when my father was around, we always had a huge 4th of July party. And usually, up until a certain point, we would always be there the night before. But if we were there, that meant that we were going to be woken up at like 7, maybe earlier in the morning, with John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever, blazing through the house. And my father, in all of his patriotic gear, running around, yelling and celebrating. You know, he'd even, that points me down to that tri-corner hat, right? That was my father's favorite holiday. We're coming up on that in a week from now. But since I won't be here, I'm celebrating now with you and explaining how much fun it was. As, you know, when you're little, you hear those things, you're like, oh, God, this again? Then you get older and you're like, oh, man, this is pretty awesome. I'm going to do this to my kids. So they don't know it yet, but they're going to hear it. Anyways, we're here for another couple hours. Give us a call. And we'll talk gardening with you and do everything we can to help you out. It is going to be a hot one in New England today. Maybe along the coast it'll be better for you to, you know, maybe you'd be able to not walk outside and start, I don't know, sweating profusely. The heat kind of never went away from last night. Dropped into the 60s, but the humidity was still there. You could feel it. So hopefully you can enjoy some of the day. Tomorrow going to be cool and rainy for most of the day, in and out. So if you're doing anything, you know, this morning, if you're doing something tomorrow, if you were thinking about, you know, spraying for something, keep an eye out on it. Now, we've talked about a number of products being used for a couple people today. And one thing I just want to go over is a couple things. First, on any of these sprays, if it's 85 degrees or hotter, now when we say 85, you're going to say, it's almost 90. That's too much. So maybe I should say 80, because at 85 and over, a lot of these sprays, what they do is they start to burn your plants. A lot of them have a little bit of oil in it, so it will kind of get to it. You know, a lot of like a neem oil, obviously, oil in the name, all seasons oil, all those things. It's like putting oil on your skin, going to the beach, and not expecting to get a sunburn. You do it to your plants, they can't put sunscreen on, they can't wash it off, they can't do anything. So putting oil like that after 85 is just going to burn the plant and do more harm than good for your plants. So make sure you don't do it when it's 85 degrees. Now that being said, also spray at night versus during the morning or day. Why is that? We've heard me talk about pollinators and why, how we want to protect them, give them more plants, all these things. Yes, we want to protect the plants, but when are pollinators out? Pollinators are out during the day, in the heat of the sun, in the morning. Now, you might say, oh, I'm using something organic. Well, it doesn't matter. Organics, some of them have oil in it, and if you were sprayed in oil, you might suffocate. We absorb, you know, air through our nose and mouth. Bees, insects, aren't just nose and mouth. They absorb in different areas. So even an organic product being sprayed onto any plant, when there are bees present, you could be harming the bees. So obviously, we try to go organic when we can, right? Because a lot of the stuff we're spraying, we eat. There's lots of studies out there. I'm not making this up. But there's lots of studies out there that show certain chemicals are bad, right? We know that. So we try to protect it. But it's one thing to pick the right choice. It's the next to do it at the right time. And so any of these control products that you're looking to do, insect, fungicide, any of it, wait to the end of the day. Because that's when your bees and your pollinators are away from the plants. Right? We want to protect them, so why spray during the day? Spray at night when the bees, when you know the bees have kind of gone back to their hive. Then you know it's safe to spray. The insects that are on the plants aren't as active. They slow down a little bit. So they're going to not stop, but they're going to be closer to the leaves, all those things. So you're going to get more of those insects than earlier when they might be some of them flying around, right? So it's something to think about no matter what when it comes to spraying. Organic, non-organic. I don't care what you choose. But both of them can be just as harmful to bees and our pollinators. So keep that in mind when I talk about using a product to take care of something that you are spraying on top of the leaves. It's just something we need to keep in mind, because if we don't, we're just affecting everything. Because if you kill the pollinators, you kill the bees while they're on the plant at the same time as the insect, who's going to pollinate the flowers to make them better? Just saying. Think about it. I mean, it's just logical. It just makes sense. I'm not making this stuff up. So keep that in mind when you're using any product to spray on anything. The same could go for like a fertilizer, right? I think the fertilizer, what I've said, is always do it early in the morning. But when you're fertilizing, don't fertilize the plant, the leaf. Fertilize down into the soil. That's another thing to be thinking about, okay? Now, I've noticed more and more, I looked at the drought map. It's not as bad as I expected in the New England area, and I'd say the Northeast region. Let's call it the Northeast, because it includes New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, New Jersey, those things. The majority of that area isn't actually in a bad drought. There's some, a little bit in New York, very little in Pennsylvania, about a quarter of the state of Maine, but all of Massachusetts, all of Rhode Island is in a moderate drought, except for like a minimal aspect coastal. Connecticut, over half. But then if you look at the rest of the country, you look even down south, it's weird. Florida's not in a drought, but parts of Georgia, South Carolina. I mean, Texas is in a major drought, but I don't know. After this week, I kind of feel like they deserve that heat and drought, but I digress. Anyways, drought conditions. What can we do? I've talked about it. Soil Moist. Soil Moist is a great product to use. Little granules that will multiply up to 40 times their size to hold water. So you water them into your plant. These are ones you can mix into the soil. You can mix around the plants to hold moisture in. And they slowly release into the soil, getting water into the plant where it needs in drought conditions. It's the same thing that's used in baby diapers, right? So, baby goes to the bathroom, it absorbs it so it doesn't go everywhere. That's what the Soil Moist does. It holds the moisture in and allows the moisture to go where it needs to go versus everywhere else. So think about it when you're planting containers, your vegetable garden, any of those things. I think it'll definitely be helpful. Don't use more than they say, because it gets crazy. Anyways, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
As Omer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'll tell you, we're it's a warm one, going to be warm today. I wanted to just share a story that I got from a listener after the email newsletter we sent out, talking about the Liberty Elm and the White Pine. So if you haven't read it, definitely read it. But the listener, Anne, had said, one of the greatest stands of American Elm was on Commonwealth Avenue Mall in Boston's Back Bay. They, too, were afflicted by Dutch elm disease, but through the valiant efforts led by Stella Trafford, volunteers from the Neighborhood Association of the Back Bay were able to save a number of the specimens by injecting the trees with the pesticide to kill off the beetles. This effort took several summers of diligent work, and working with the American Elm Institute, a number of the newer species have been planted and replaced to those lost to disease. I thought it was pretty interesting. Just wanted to pass it on. Pretty cool stuff. That when that came out, everybody kind of joined together to try to fix it. So definitely worth it. Definitely something to look at. So just wanted to pass that along. Let's see, what else can we discuss today? Because there's plenty to discuss when it comes to the garden. So we talked about soil moist. Let's talk about another one that can be used in a liquid form and sprayed all over your vegetables, your perennials, your annuals, shrubs, trees, and even your lawn. Hydrotane. Hydrotane is a great product to use that pulls moisture from the air, especially when it's humid like this, pulls the moisture and gets it to the plant where it needs to use it slowly. So it's definitely something to think about. So definitely, if you're looking to help with the drought that could be on its way during the summer. Who knows? I mean, last year it rained all of July and August. We're not into July yet. Who knows? But those are the products that we talked about. Hydrotain and Soil Moist. Now, what else can we be talking about and doing it this year? Well, if you're spending time at home and you are doing more backyard, you know, barbecues, whatnot, I'd love for you to look at products by Summit Solutions. One you've heard me talk about is the mosquito bits, mosquito dunks, all of those things. Using them in areas that stay wet, because that's where the production of mosquitoes happens. Now, this product, let's start with the mosquito bits, right? They're all the same active ingredient, which is Bacillus thuringiensis israelianus. Israelianus, yes. Doing my best on it. But it slows down the, it kills the growth cycle of the mosquito larvae that are in there. So we put it in like rain barrels, bird baths. Bird baths are a little bit easier to clean. Maybe be dumping them out every day or so, every couple days, and putting new water in it. But fish ponds, a wheelbarrow that's been sitting up there, right? All of those things. Use the mosquito bits to help prevent them from getting that any further. So, definitely something to do. It's effective for up to 14 days. Now, I do have some calls on the line. I'm going to bring one on, but we're going to head right to break. So, George, who's up next?
Andrea in Cape Cod, and she's got a issue with her dogwood trees.
All right, Andrea, welcome to the show. We're going to about 10 seconds for you to just tell me what it is, and then we'll get to the answer on the other side of the break.
Okay, I have two dogwood trees.
Yep.
One is pink, one is white. The pink one, only one side has bloomed this year,
okay.
And the white one hasn't bloomed at all.
Okay. So, we will discuss that on the other side of the break. I appreciate you just giving me that information. When we come back, we'll figure out what's going on with Andrea's dogwoods on the Cape. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We will be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
Planned Parenthood of Utah and the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah have filed a lawsuit claiming a state law that bans most abortion violates Utah's constitution. At the center of the case is the so-called, quote, trigger law that went into effect Friday after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The trigger law bans abortions except to avert death or severe damage to the mother. up to 40,000 Army National Guard soldiers across the country have not yet gotten the mandated COVID-19 vaccine. And as the deadline for the shot looms, at least 14,000 of them have flatly refused and could be forced out of the service. This is USA Radio News. Multiple companies, including Walt Disney and Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Inc., announced they will cover employees' expenses if they have to travel for abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court decided to abolish the 1973 ruling that recognized a woman's constitutional right to an abortion, now limiting or banning, and in some states, criminalizing the procedure. Brian Laundrie has made a confession.
Part of Brian Laundrie's notebook, including his confession to murdering his fiancée, Gabby Petito, has been revealed. The confession note was revealed Friday as the family's attorneys met with the FBI. Laundrie writes he thought he was being merciful and described the killing as taking away Petito's pain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Andrea on the Cape. She has a pink dogwood and a white dogwood. The pink dogwood, only one side is flowering, and the white dogwood has not flowered at all. Now, some follow-up questions for you. The pink dogwood, let's start with that. On the one side that's not flowering, are there leaves on there, or is it just...
Yes.
Okay. And did you see any, like, pods or, like, something that would look like a flower was starting on it?
No.
Okay. So, on all the leaves on the side that have no flowers, are they healthy? Are they, you know, the whole kind of plant looks healthy, it's just weird that one side's flowering?
Right. The whole plant looks healthy.
Okay, so that's a good thing. One of my concerns was if there was one side wasn't looking healthy, maybe there were some issues on there. If the whole tree is looking like that, that... You know, there could have been a change in the amount of sun that it hit. Probably not, but that could be part of it. did you do any pruning of this tree at any point towards the end of last year or beginning of this year?
No. No.
Okay, so no pruning's been done, and that would be the same question on the other one as well.
No. The other one is fairly new. The white one is only 2 years old. The pink one is 3 years old.
Okay.
But the pink one has blossomed every single year. And the white one blossomed last year, but not this year.
Okay.
But so the leaves look good. I mean, we've been watering it, and the leaves aren't shriveled up. They look pretty good.
Okay. Now, you know, so the reason why I ask all these questions is trying to eliminate things that it could be, right?
Mm-hmm.
The white one, what type of dogwood is it? Is it a Coosa dogwood, or is it a like a Milky Way dogwood? Is it
It's a Coosa. They're both Coosas.
Okay. And they're right near each other, or?
No. The pink one in the backyard is in the backyard, and it gets full sun.
Okay.
And the one in the front yard gets full sun as well.
Okay. All right, so we're knocking things off the list here that it could be, and it's interesting, right? So those dogwoods should bloom usually around Father's Day, right? That's okay. The time of frame that they bloom. So now I would say that maybe the white one's just a little bit behind on the time frame. Okay. We did have a cooler spring. Down in the Cape, you've had more rain, right, than the rest of the state. So it's kind of... Maybe that white one, I'm holding on hope that it's just behind. It's just behind in the...
Should I feed them?
Well, so they need to be fed yearly. The best thing to do is to use, like, a tree tone. You could also use a holly tone if you had that. Mm-hmm. Both of them, either one would work. And on these, you would fertilize it at what they call the drip line. So however wide the tree is... That's where you would put the fertilizer. So you wouldn't put the fertilizer right next to the trunk. You would put it on the drip line, so however wide it is.
Okay.
From there, water it in. The other thing I would look at doing is they're looking healthy. So, you know, it just might be an anomaly for this year just based on the way the season was.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I would look at... maybe using like a super phosphate fertilizer versus maybe using the holly tone. The super phosphate can help with more root development and push out more flowers, and it might just be for next year versus this year at this time. But with the pink dogwood that's blooming, you could use the liquid version of it, like a bloom booster, because it's readily available, and it's going to focus more on the flowers versus a root system. So what I might look at doing is that super phosphate using early in the spring next year, because it's going to help just push the root development on the tree. The bigger the root system, the more flowers you will have.
Okay.
The other thing I would look at doing is the product out there that we talk about called Protolizer. Adding that to the repertoire of when you're watering these every couple weeks, because it's going to add microbes to the soil and it's going to help your root system develop. And you can use it with your fertilizer. It's not a fertilizer. It works with the fertilizer that you're going to put down. So that's what I would do to really help it. What I would look at too is see if there's any sucker growth growing on these plants. Sucker growth is a branch that comes out of either the main trunk or some of the branches and kind of just does a complete 90-degree angle north towards the sky.
Yeah.
Cut any of those out, because that is a water sprout or sucker growth that pulls the energy away from the rest of the plant.
Okay.
So that's going to help it. Any dead or damaged branches, clean those out too. But I really am holding out hope that that white dogwood is still just a little bit behind.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I hope so. All right. I really enjoy your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrea. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, George, who's up next?
Pat in New Hampshire has a question about some vines.
All right, Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a different question for you today.
Yep.
I have a little bit of a property line squeezed in between the neighbors and my shed, and there's a lot of bittersweet, some poison ivy growing there, and I just cut all the bittersweet as far into the ground of the stems as I could, but I can't yank it out.
Yep.
And the neighbor has some kind of arborvitae tall things growing, but there's sort of space between the end of those branches and the fence a little bit. So I'm wondering if I've gotten rid of poison ivy before by yanking it by the roots, by putting down cardboard and mulch and lime.
Yep.
I'm wondering if I could use vinegar, but if I don't get too close to the arborvitae, I don't know, arborvitae. What can I do to try to keep it away from, you know, jumping over the fence?
Yeah, so you could try the vinegar method, you know, mixing with water. There's also products out there, and, you know, it seems like you're looking to go more or the organic way, but there is a product there. So there's a product out there from Bonai called Dead Weed Brew. It's a play off of the Captain Jack's. It's got the same logo on it. It comes in a ready to use or concentrate. It is organic. It is it's acids, right, that you can use anywhere on there, and you can spray it all over the types of weeds, grasses. This would be a good day to do it because what it does is it uses the sun as part of it. So you spray the weeds, it breaks down the outer coating of the leaves, and from there, the sun will help dehydrate the plant all the way down to the root. So that would be a good thing to do. I'd have to look at the bottle just to see, like, if you can spray it over the top of a plant. But this would be your best bet organically.
You think that would be better than the vinegar and the other stuff I've done?
I would think so. This is, you know, this has been looked at by scientists, right?
Okay.
That, to make it. So it's a dead weed brew.
Yeah, I gotta find it.
Yeah, by Captain Jack's. If you go on Bonai's website, there is a store locator somewhere on here. I'm on the website. I'm trying to find it. Oh, it's on the front page. It'll say find retailers. You put your zip code in and it'll tell you where you are, like where you need it.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a number of places out there. I'm not, you know, just definitely take a look. Put your zip code in and it'll tell you where it is. It's a newer product. A lot of companies are starting to get it. If you can't find that one and they have the product called Burnout, or Weed Beater FE. This is kind of what, so those two products have been renamed the Dead Weed Brew and the Dead Lawn Weed Brew. So if a company still has either Burnout or Weed Beater FE, those are the same thing.
Okay.
Okay,
F,
so.
Like Frank? F-Weed?
Yeah, FE is the scientific abbreviation for iron. Just
okay,
think of
yep.
it that way. So it, because it has some iron in it, and it greens up afterwards.
Okay. So the sun's not going to get there. The poison ivy leaves are still there, but everything else I cut down, you know, into the dirt. I've pulled all that out.
So
that's still
so
good.
Anything that pops back up on that bittersweet or any of that, you can spray it again. The one thing that I've found with bittersweet and all of those is it takes multiple applications. It's not just a one and done type thing. Also, the thing is, I know it's going to rain tomorrow, so if you can do it this morning on there, use the sun to your advantage to dehydrate it. It might help it because it'll dry out quicker. But if you can't do it today, don't do it, you know, tonight knowing that tomorrow it's going to rain.
Yeah.
Right? Because it'll just wash it off and it'll be useless for you. You want the sun as part of this because it's that's what it helps it be more organic that way.
Okay. So how close can I don't want to kill the arborvitae. So do I just stay outside the drip line from the branches?
Yeah, do the best you can with it. Okay. It's obviously not easy. But the best way to do it is, you know, you said you used the cardboard method before. If you can do that, a lot of times this is more for, sorry, I hit my microphone there. A lot of times it's more the leafy foliage. Just do your best not to get it on there.
Okay.
But it's not going to kill the arborvitae because the arborvitae is stronger. So I think you'd be all right there, but just be careful.
All right. It won't hurt their roots.
No, on those it's not going to do the same. Here's the other thing. Say you get it on the arborvitae.
Yeah.
Grab the hose and just wash the arborvitae down.
Okay.
That'll get the solution off there. It's not going to be like sitting on the leaf. That's the bigger thing. So if it happens, because these things do, just wash it off.
Great.
Okay. Right,
thank you so much. Yeah. Wish me luck.
All right, Pat. Well, good luck.
Okay.
Enjoy and have a great one. All right.
You too.
Bye bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we got a few more callers on the line. We'll try to answer as many questions as we can before we get to 10 o'clock today. So call us. We'll do our best. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so George, who's up next? All right. George probably answering a call from somebody out there. So we do have a call, so I'll wait a minute until that comes on. Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. Oh,
good morning.
Again, the Montauk lady. So I was looking at what is the most exposed, dry, windy, extreme spot where the Montauks are.
Yep.
And because I have to go away for a few days, they miss watering. So don't you know, of course, underneath it's looking icky. So I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, if I prune down to the 12 inches, I'm going to be looking at sticky legs. Should I just leave it be and keep the green on top and not touch it at this point, having missed maybe the opportunity?
Yeah, I would still cut it back.
Okay.
It's to keep it compact long-term to the way you want it to be, you mm-hmm. still got to cut it back. I'd wait until tomorrow if possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I have, early,
or should I do it at the end of the day when it has the rest of, you know, overnight cool?
I would do it. I'd do it tomorrow morning just because of the rain that's coming with it.
Oh,
with
okay.
Tomorrow, it's supposed to rain. Supposed to.
Oh,
who
good.
Knows? But the reason why I say that is, you know, I was looking at my Montauks yesterday, and, you know, I went out early in the day, I was mowing, I was like, oh, I could cut them back today, and then I was just thinking, it's too hot, I'm going to actually, I would do more damage because of the fact that it's so hot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait until tomorrow, the next day, to do it. Because I know that it could affect it, but I'm still going to do it because I can see the same things happening. Underneath is turning a little bit yellow, but I know that if I don't do anything, it's not going to do what I want it to do.
Yeah. So another question. So having it's a very drought prone situation, it's actually a raised bed next to the sunniest, hottest side of the house.
Yep.
And it's a problem, you know. So should I put a soaker hose on it, and for how long is it good to do that for the Montauk?
Oh, so you definitely could put the soaker hose on it, right? That's not going to be a problem by any means. I definitely would use it. And for is there more plants in the raised area?
In the less exposed parts of it, I've got Rose of Sharon, peony. All of those are like happy as a clam. And then some grass, of course, they're tolerant. And then there's just things that pop up like, you know, a random, you know, flower. So, well, thank you.
So I would definitely, I would use the soaker hose and put it on in the morning. Maybe 15, 20 minutes. What I would do is test it out for the 20 minutes, see how it does. If you can put your finger into the soil and it's still wet. Or if it's wet deeper than just your finger. So I'd almost take on the outside, put your shovel down into there and see how far the water's going down. Now, if the water is going down to the point where it's like 10 inches down, then you're using it enough. If it's only at the top couple inches, that's when you got to look at it and say, you know what, I got to leave it for a little bit longer.
Okay.
So that's
fertilizer
with those. You could. Yeah, fertilizer is a good product to use with fertilizer as well, because it is not actually a fertilizer. It's just something that works with the fertilizer. So. If you want to use like a liquid fertilizer, like an all-purpose, you could use a Neptune's Harvest. You could use any of those. If you want to go granular, maybe use just like a Garden Tone.
Okay. And with the Neptune, is that a foliar spray as well on these, or don't do that because it might burn the leaves?
I would just be putting it into the soil for it to absorb that way.
Okay.
Right. I know there's some foliar out there and it can't harm it, and I think you could use it, but on some of the hot days I worry about using it.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I think I'm heading in the right direction.
Definitely. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate your help again.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll get into the 9 o'clock hour and wrap up the show. So definitely stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. We will be back in about 7 or 8 minutes.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.